Owners report higher levels of satisfaction with every aspect of their home compared to renters. That's according to a survey by the Housing Agency, the body that advises the government on housing policy. Renters were more likely to report problems with keeping their home warm, while a quarter of people in rented properties said they didn't have enough space. David Silk is Director of Insights and Operations at the Housing Agency, and he's with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
It's perhaps no surprise that people who own their homes report more satisfaction with the place where they live. But what did renters tell you about their accommodation issues? What wasn't up to scratch?
So overall, the satisfaction rates were very high amongst owners and renters. So 92% of owners and 81% of renters said they were satisfied with their accommodation. So we're at a very high level to start off with. To answer your question, the issues were around energy efficiency, keeping the their homes warm, maintenance, and keeping the quality of their house up to scratch.
And some of them felt they didn't have enough space as well.
A bit of space, yes, particularly those living in apartments.
Social renters, for instance, people in local authority homes, they were more likely to be positive about their homes than those in privately rented accommodation. Is that because, do you think, that they're more likely to be invested in their neighbourhood, or how do you explain that?
Yeah, and there was very high levels of satisfaction with neighbourhoods overall. In the survey, it was at 91%, so people really liked their neighbourhoods and found them very safe. For social renters, I think the security and the long-termness of their renting is very important to them, and the fact that they can live in their own communities is very important as well. So that's really, I think, why that security is really underpinning a lot of that satisfaction.
And interestingly, as you say, far more people believed their neighbourhood was changing for the better than believed it was changing for the worse.
Yeah, so 44% of the respondents felt that their neighbourhood was improving for the better, while 9% felt that it was getting worse. So again, it's a positive finding. And 62% said that they thought that their neighbourhood was a good place to bring up children, which is a really good indication of a good quality community.
Mm-hmm. Most people surveyed didn't have childhood ties to the area they're living in. What did you find there?
Yeah, well, of course, as a nation, we're quite small, but we do move around quite a bit. And people move to Dublin, as I did myself. So I don't have that much neighbourhood ties to where I live at the moment. So I'm not overly surprised by that.
What did people tell you about working from home?
So overall, this is our fourth survey, and the third one looked at living during COVID. And at that time, people were adjusting to that the realities of having to work from home and having to spend more time at home. We returned to that theme here in the fourth survey. And what we found was that there was very few long-term adjustments in terms of COVID, but 9% of people had changed the layout of their home so that they could work from home on a more long-term and more stable way.
And were some people then continuing to work from home?
Yes, some people were continuing to work from home. And others had considered moving into the future, that they might move further away from Dublin and live in more smaller towns and villages as well. So it's kind of interesting findings there, that maybe the pandemic opened up people's imaginations to where they might live in the longer term.
You also asked about people's plans to make their homes more energy efficient. What did you learn?
Yeah, so as I said at the beginning, energy efficiency was one of the issues that came out from the survey. We asked homeowners what plans they had in terms of energy efficiency, and over half have either done something to improve the energy efficiency of their home or plan to do so. And the kinds of things that they tended to do were improving wall insulation and attic insulation. So it's kind of the insulation side of things that was most popular.
So now you have all of these statistics. What do you do with them?
So as I said, this is the fourth survey. So we're tracking people's attitudes and experiences over a period of time. We hope that it will feed into thinking around what kind of homes we need for the long term. So as our building has increased year on year over the last couple of years, and as the construction industry is getting back into a good swing, really what we're trying to do is inform that thinking about what people want now and what they need for the longer term, and what people value and what kind of neighbourhoods people want to live in, as well as what type of homes.
So overall then, how would you summarise what you found?
Overall, I would summarise characterise it as very positive findings in relation to people's attitudes and experiences. There are some issues out there in relation to affordability, particularly people in the private rented sector and also in social rented sector, finding it difficult to afford their accommodation. But overall, it's a very positive survey and one that I think we can work on.
David Silk, Director of Insights and Operations with the Housing Agency. Thank you for being with us on Morning Ireland.